in the morning, Gitmo Nation. Thank you for joining me once again for Just Getting By with Sir Craig and Chemslave. Hello, Chemslave.
Yo.
It's a beautiful Friday in Gitmo Nation, Pennsylvania. And we have some stories to talk about today. Some technology, some not so techie. But how are you doing today?
Slightly pissed, but not as usual.
Oh, good, good. So your mood has improved. That's good. Good. I'm glad. Okay. Well, then, let's get this show on the road. So, what are we going to be talking about today?
Well, we have something about politicians and tech.
Well, actually, we have something about technology, but I don't know if you can call this story about Rick Perry so much about politicians as much as it is about evangelical preaching assholes. Because this guy is a creep. You know, a month ago, I used to say my dream ticket on the Republican side would be Rick Perry at the top and Rick Santorum as vice president. But I have so turned against Rick Perry, it is unbelievable. This man is an incredible douchebag. He is an asshole. And this religion rally was just another example of that. What the hell was he doing there? He's the governor of a state, and he's leading thousands of people in prayer. Like, what is that? Like, I don't understand how he thinks that is appropriate given his role as head of state of Texas. I just don't understand that. What do you think?
Yeah, I thought there was a separation of church and state. I don't know. There's something in that little piece of paper. I don't know, is it the Constitution?
Well, actually, there is no place in the Constitution. Is there anything about the separation of church and state?
Really?
People don't know that. But there is, the only thing that is in there is in the First Amendment, which states that government shall make no law. I used to know the exact wording, but it's along the lines of government shall make no law. I'm going to have to look this up while we talk about it, because it's actually a good line, but it says that government will make no law favoring one religion, establishing a church. It says nothing about a separation of church and state, however. There's nothing in the Constitution that says that religion cannot be referenced in politics, or even, you know, acted on in politics, so long as nobody else is being discriminated against. Now, I don't think there's much of an argument for discrimination with this rally. For those of you that don't know, Rick Perry on Sunday had this prayer rally to pray for the United States of America. And he did the usual showboating. He prayed for Texas, he prayed for the country, and he prayed for our dear leader, Barack Obama. But I don't believe any of it. He was doing this just to shore up his evangelical base in preparation for announcing his presidential run at the end of the month. And he has just radicalized himself in a way that he did not need to do. And it is stupid that he did this. It was not necessary. I mean, everybody knows that he's a religious man, but just leave it alone. He's a politician, for God's sake. Now, why don't you talk a little bit about this while I find that quote, because it's important that I read that.
I don't know. I like that one of the controversial groups that are linked with the event are a group that wants the government to be placed under Christian control and suggests that Oprah Winfrey is setting the stage for the Antichrist. So I agree with that part.
Oprah Winfrey is the Antichrist. She is a walking abomination. She's terrible. Just absolutely terrible. Among the biggest flaming assholes I've ever seen in my life. But anyway, I found that quote. The only reference to religion in the Constitution in reference to what the government can and cannot do, is the First Amendment, and it states thus, Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. That's it. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion, meaning Congress cannot establish a national religion. They can't say that America is a Christian nation. They can't do that. Because America is supposed to be a free nation. And they cannot pass a law prohibiting the free exercise of religion. That's all. There's nothing about the separation of church and state. And conservatives to this day are reviled when they point that out. Liberals laugh at them, and they try to make them look like they're idiots, that they don't know the basic text of the Constitution, whereas liberals that just have no clue. Or they do know, and they're trying to actively poison the mind of the American people. There's nothing about the separation of church and state in the Constitution. As a matter of fact, that idea wasn't even on the founders' minds when they were drafting the Constitution. I don't want to get into a big historical tirade, but I'm a historian. Specifically, I am a American history historian of what is called the early constitutional period of the United States, which is typically dated from 1789 until about 1830. So this is my stuff. I am really up on this stuff, and I really feel passionately about this. So separation of church and state is an idea that is important, and I absolutely support. But it is not a constitutional idea. It is a social idea that has been passed down through the generations. It is an important aspect of American political life, the separation of church and state. But it is not absolute. And Rick Perry is a douchebag, not for abrogating the separation of church and state, because I don't really think he did. He's just a douchebag for using his religion to try to curry favor with his base a few weeks before he's widely expected to announce a bid for the presidency. This man is a vulture. He is taking advantage of his religion and his followers to try and, you know, nip at the ankles of the other Republicans in the field and of Obama himself. That is why Rick Perry's a douchebag. What do you think?
Hey, he's a Republican and he's a douchebag. What more can you say?
Ha ha ha. For those of you that don't know, I am a Republican. I'm a libertarian-leaning Republican. I agree a lot with the social issues that are discussed on No Agenda, but I am basically a conservative Republican. But I'm very disappointed when it goes down this religious route. It is exploitative, it is cheap, and it is ungodly. I will say it like that. It is an affront to religion to prostitute yourself like that just to try to get votes. It is an outrage, and he's just shot himself in the foot. He's not going to get any place. He would have gone a lot further than he will, had he not done this. Now he looks like some evangelical kook. Whereas we've got people like Mitt Romney, who is a Mormon, but he doesn't really talk about his religion too much, and he's more of like the pragmatic economic kind of guy. And we have others as well, like Michelle Bachmann, a Tea Party social conservative and economic conservative. But she as well doesn't go around wearing her religion on her sleeve. It's only this idiot.
Nobody. If you want to know more about Mormonism, go see the Book of Mormon.
I have not seen it yet, but I hear that it is absolutely hilarious and highly, highly misleading about the real history and doctrine of the Mormon faith. Just putting that out there. It's written by some really mean-spirited social liberals that have an axe to grind. But that being said, it sounds like it's a successful show and an innovative show, and I would go see it. I think that would be an interesting thing to see. Thank you for taking us on that small little tangent. do you have anything else to say about Rick Perry, douchebag?
Nope.
Well, then, adios, mofo, and let's go to the other story of the week.
Ooh, yes. I found a two-to-the-head story.
And what is that about?
A Polish politician, Andrzej Leper, was found dead last Friday. He was suicided. They found him hanging in his office for, like, people only found him, like, probably, like, I think around 8 hours later after he already, quote-unquote, hung himself.
And this guy was absolutely not controversial in any way. Nobody had any reason to do him in, right?
No, there was, actually, he had a lot of political enemies. This is bad.
All right, lay it out for us.
Well, there was like a sexual assault case where he supposedly he sold, I think, positions for some sexual favors. And there was another like corruption scandal that was actually being, I believe, the case was being held like and some. When that's, someone was actually giving like testimony on that day. So
all right.
And all right. There's a the reason why I believe it's a two-to-the-head, other than he was found dead like 8 hours after he hung himself in his office, where there's other people working there with him, was that there's a reporter that actually said that a few months earlier he called him and was talking to him, telling him that he's, like, afraid for his life. He actually gave a name to a person who's, like, he's scared that they're gonna kill him. He was like, I'm scared. I'm scared for my family. And this guy was a really strong guy. He was, like, a boxer in his early life. So it's pretty scary that they were just, oh, yeah, we don't like him. Let's off him.
Exactly. You see this all over the world, including the United States. I don't know how many people attached to the Clintons have been suicided, but it is at least two or three people. And you see this all over the place. So it's an interesting glimpse into the world of the elites, where if you don't play ball for long enough, you might end up on the short end of the rope. Or with two to the head. Or with some arsenic in your soup.
Or being hung.
Well, that's kind of what I meant by the short end of the rope. But exactly. Yep. Exactly. Yep. So, do you have anything else to say about that?
Not really.
All right, then. So, we typically do a technology story at the end of our show, and since we've started to break the show up into three segments, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, we are going to do the technology segment on Fridays. It'll be a Tech Friday. Yay! So, the story, as of when we record this, and it's going to be the past Sunday, so by Friday, we're getting a little bit dated, I realize that. But this the story that fascinated us the most in the technology space up to the time of this recording was the Google, Microsoft, and kind of Apple tit-for-tat that's going on Twitter. Now, Andrew, I don't know if you have been following this terribly closely. I'm sure you have. Everybody has. This is fantastic. You so very rarely see people from two high-profile companies like this just going at it with absolute abandon. Just at each other's throats. It is fantastic. So to give some backstory about this, Google wrote a post on their Google blog General Council, a man named Drummond, wrote that Microsoft and Apple allied against Google in an attempt to keep Google away from the Nortel patents. If you recall, Apple led a consortium that included Microsoft, RIM, Nokia, Sony Ericsson, I think, and some smaller people, in an attempt to get $4.5 billion worth of patents that Google desperately needed to add to their Android portfolio, in an attempt to help stave off lawsuits against Android. And Google lost. And instead of just, you know, looking for other patents, they decided to act like spoiled little brats and complain that they're being ganged up against. Now, it is an interesting story because Google is possibly the company with the most intellectual property infringement in the technology space. They have such a shoddy record with royalties for patents. It is unbelievable. They have a lot of balls to say that Apple and Microsoft are ganging up against them. Now, they have just bid and won thousands of patents that are going to be added to their portfolio, and they are looking at another group of patents that make these Nortel patents look just like small potatoes. So there's a lot of patents out there. So instead of just trying to compete, what Google is doing is trying to act like the poor little kid in the playground. But it's not very convincing, because Google is one of the most powerful companies in the world, especially in technology. Second only to Apple, I'd say. So for them to be going down this road is just absolutely amazing. So Microsoft responded to that Google post. One of their lead legal people responded on Twitter, actually providing screenshots of an email in which he himself asked another Google general counsel to partner with Microsoft and Apple to get these patents, and they said no. No, we don't want to be partners with you. They just wanted all the patents to themselves. And they miscalculated, and they didn't get them. So, that's really the end of the story. And Google needs to just grow a pair and move on. What do you think?
I don't know. I read through that article a bit, and they're calling the patents bogus patents. They're bogus. So, if I'm, like, wondering, probably just, like, as anyone else, well, if you owned the patents, would they now also be bogus, or would you now be going after people and saying, "Hey, you're using our shit"?
That is that is absolutely the crux of the issue. And not only that, but it was a patent that that Sergey Brin filed for in the early 2000s came to light this week, and it was a patent for attractive user design.
Toodles.
That's right. It was more broad than even the doodles, because it was attractive user design that drags people into the experience. Because, you know, if you click on the doodle, it takes you to a search that shows you what the doodle is supposed to be. Sometimes it's difficult to see what they're really aiming at. And so the patent was for attractive design that pulled a user in. That's what the patent was for. Can you think of a patent that is more, forgive the pun, patently bogus than that? Can you think of anything? I mean, that is so broad. The fact that that was awarded speaks volumes about our patent system and also about Google's hypocrisy. So, what do you think?
Yes. I'm still shocked that they that patent went in. What about, like, if you're using that, what about, like, graphics on like something like Vogue or one of any other like website that has like pretty people on it.
Well, those don't actively push you to another location. You choose to flip the cover and go into the story. Whereas with doodles, when you click on a doodle, it automatically takes you to a Google search with a lot of results already listed.
Well, what if you have a picture on your website and it's hyperlinked? Hey, look at this awesome story. Click.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That would be, from my crude understanding of this issue, that would be a violation of Google's patent. And everybody has bogus patents. Apple had a patent for multi-touch that would absolutely not stand up. And if, as a matter of fact, they let Google implement multi-touch in Android without even a legal fight. Because it was so... I hate to keep saying this, but it was so patently not valid. So everybody does this, but Google has just been the most mouthy about being on the short end of the stick. So, just, you know, like I said, grow up here, for God's sake. Just, I don't want to hear it anymore. Alright, so, we have now reached the end of the week. So, we will be coming back on Monday to talk about all the fantastic, the brilliant, the beautiful news that we will be experiencing this upcoming week. I mean, everything is just going to turn around. The economy is going to start rebounding. Barack Obama is going to resign. We're going to find extraterrestrial life, and they're going to, you know, give us a lot of money. You know, just a lot of good stuff is going to happen to us next week. I just know it. I have that.
Frank,
I have that feeling. Yeah.
What the fuck are you smoking? And can I have some?
Yeah, come on over. I've got some beer and some marijuana. It takes all the pain away.
I needed that.
Absolutely. All right, then. So, everybody, if you enjoy this stream, if you enjoy our program, if you support anything that John and Adam try to do, and if you want to help out with Adam's gas money while he's on this tour, please go to dvorak.org/NA or noagendanation.com or noagendashow.com to find links and donate. Donate, donate, donate. They need the money. This is a valuable ecosystem that they have going for them. We got to keep it up and running. So on that note, thank you for listening. And Chemslave, I will talk to you next week.
See you, dude.
Adios, mofos.